أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه. As discussed yesterday, now the rules and regulations with regard to loans and credit are explained here. Here, four types of transactions are mentioned, and it is very important that we learn this before doing business. The four transactions, one is what is called a dain bidain. That is, something is sold on credit, and the goods are also going to be delivered in the future. That is, the money will also be paid in the future, the goods will also be paid in the future. That type of a transaction is void. It does not hold any water whatsoever. Where the goods also in the future, price also will still be determined in the future. So that is open to lot of arguments, fights in between. So that is not permissible at all. Then there is a type of business, a transaction which is called ayn bidayn. That you sell the goods now and you'll pay it in the future, which is a common transaction till today, that a person sells goods and you pay after 30 days, 90 days, 60 days, whatever it might be. That is fully permissible. And then there is another type of business where it is a dain bil ayn. That is, you pay the money now and the goods will be delivered in the future. Goods are specified and all the specification is required in that type of goods. This is what is called bay'a sanam, and this is for what is also referred to in the Quran as bay'atan hadira, a sale that is made presently. And that is this ayat of the Quran Sharif that is revealed here is specifically to specify that type of transaction, that is permissible. That is, that you pay up now, up front, and the goods will be delivered in the future. Then there is another type, the fourth type of transaction, which is called al-ayn bil-ayn. That is a cash transaction. That is, you pay now and you take your goods now. A cash transaction. So all this type of transactions which are in Sharia, it is absolutely necessary when doing business to know these rules. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person was not allowed to open a shop to do business unless he knew the rules. He was tested first whether he knows the rules of business. Like today, a person is not allowed to operate a car on a public road until he hasn't passed a test and passed the test and got a valid driving license. Otherwise, he's a danger to all other road users. Just like that, in business also, it was like that. And it should also be for marriage, that both the husband and wife know the rules of marriage. We don't know anything about the rules of marriage, and we just get married, and in many cases, we make a mess of that marriage, which was supposed to be a great ibadah. So the same way with business also, we should know the rules of business. And this little bit, this four types of transaction, that is only a small part of all the rules of business. And we should know all that. If we don't, and we don't do our business correctly, then we might be thinking for ourselves that we are earning halal rosy, but it won't be halal because we are doing it wrongly. We are involved perhaps in some form of interest, in some form of a non-permissible business transaction. And we might think that my money is halal, but in the meantime it is not halal. So it is very important that a person learns the rules of business also. We do our business according to government regulation. We are concerned about the VAT, the taxes, etc., paying it over. We are concerned of filing our returns. We don't want to be in problems with the authorities, that all our things must be right. Much more greater than that, with our matters with Allah must be correct. Unfortunately, good Muslims doing big businesses also, going for Hajj and Umrah regularly, giving lot of charity, but we are not concerned whether our business is right in the eyes of Allah or not, whether that income is halal or not. If we are not doing our business correctly, then our zakat is in jeopardy, then our charity is in jeopardy, our eating, our halal, our food is in jeopardy. So it is, and also for food, both aspects are absolutely necessary. Our money must also be halal, with which we buy our food, clothes, etc. And the food that we buy, that must also be halal. Our money also must be halal, that food also must be halal. And unfortunately today there is no care for that at all. A person just earns also in any way, whether his earning is halal or not. A person who is working also for somebody, if he's working and he's spending half of his time on his cell phone, and he's not giving his server, that money which he's earning is not halal also. And our business transactions also, if we are not doing them correctly. And today, very sad, forget people who are working in shops, businesses, factories, etc. Ulama who are teaching in the madrasa, and they are busy with their cell phones most of the time. That they might be thinking that we are doing a noble work, we are teaching. But because of being busy with their cell phone and khiyanat in amanat, their income is also not halal. So it is very necessary that we understand all these rules and we live according to that. If our food is not right, our income is not right, our food is not right, then what is Ramzan will come and go. We will make our ibadats and our du'as, but if Allah forgive us, it must not be that all was just a futile exercise, because we were not concerned whether our income is halal or haram. So business in Islam is there and it is a noble cause. And on the other hand, a person who does his business properly, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, At-tajiru sadur ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. A person who does his business correctly, though it's business, he's not in the masjid, he's in his business. Of course, namaz time, he comes to the masjid, but most of his time is in his business. But he's doing it correctly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he will be with the anbiya, with the siddiqeen, with the shuhada and the salihin. So if business is done correctly, what a noble thing it is. And if it is not done correctly, then our income is not halal. Our food is not halal. So it's a very serious matter, and that we should see, and to correct it is no big deal. If we speak to the muftis, we learn the rules, we'll see just minor adjustments we have to make. Islam is a practical religion, and it doesn't mean to live an Islamic life is impossible in the world today. If that was so, Allah should not have commanded us to live an Islamic way of life. If it was impossible, it is possible. We just have to have that desire, move in that direction and make the little adjustments that we have to, and all our things will be jais and halal, and we'll see the great barakat of it for ourselves in this dunya's life, and of course in the akhirat openly we will see what great returns we will get. And if we are careless and unmindful just of correcting a few small things, then we will lose out completely in this dunya and akhirat. May Allah save us. Azab will be waiting for us. Allah protect us and guide us to understand and do all our things, whether we are employers or employees, whether we are doing business, whether we are doing farming, whether we are doing any other type of business, but let us do it correctly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.